We'll go ahead and start off here with Todrick Jackson. We'll open it right up for questions for
him. Todrick, it seemed like the guards did a lot of posting up today. Was that part of the game plan, or is that what they gave you?
No, that's always been, you know, the offense that we run. You know, it's just really haven't been there. Other teams have been sitting on top of it. You know, in this game, they were really wasn't denying that much, and we had a good chance to, you know, get it in the post for the guards.
Is there anything you can kind of put your finger on why you played so well today?
It's just you stay ready, you know. Wait my turn, you know, even though, you know, we win it, I don't play well. It's just you got to stay with it and, you know, just stay ready.
Josh got in foul trouble. That kind of also made you have to kind of stay in the game a little bit longer than you kind of had been playing. How did you kind of have that feel playing 4 minutes today?
That was really an issue. You know, somebody got to step up. You know, somebody got to do it. You know, it just come from, you know, having great teammates, you know, moving the ball and, you know, trusting each other.
Can you kind of walk us through that last sequence
at the end? It was just guard rebounds. Coach always on us about guard rebounding. You know, I crapped back on the guard. You know, I looked up at the clock and saw that I had time. Saw like 4 seconds on the clock. The last thing I remember, and I saw Josh O just sprinting so hard, and I have no choice but to give it to him.
Sort of redemption for him after missing the foul shots.
Yeah. It's a good thing that coach didn't call the timeout real fast when we had the ball.
At what point is this sort of starting to become normal for you guys that, you know, teams are coming in top 10, top 15, and you guys are beating a string of them now? Is it starting to feel like it's not an upset anymore?
I wouldn't call it an upset. You know, I feel like if, you know, we stay with the game plan of coach always on us about energy and effort and awareness, you know, everything else, you know, handle yourself. Offense calm, you play defense, team defense, 5-guarded ball. Everything just come to yourself, you know. On offense, you move the ball around, play unselfish. I feel like, you know, good things happen. So, teams come in here, top 10, top 25, we don't look at that. You know what I'm saying? We just look at a team like matchups and, you know, just need to play energy, have more energy than the other opponent.
I guess what I'm asking is, people said this team, you know, is operating with a talent deficit when you play these, you know, teams like Notre Dame. Do you guys feel like, talent-wise, you're right there with those types of teams?
Yeah, I feel like we have talent. You know, we match up bad, you know, with other teams. It's a good thing for us because of the offense, the way we cut, you know, the way we, you know, move the ball, and our offense is hard to guard.
Can you talk a little bit about the senior leadership? Corey played a solid game. Josh, some nice assists, and then went 13 boards today.
You know, they play well. You know, Corey came in, you know, his time called, you know, he started lining up. He's been winning on his time, and he's playing well. Josh, he's had 8 assists, 3 turnovers. He played extremely well and, you know, controlling the game and, you know, taking up the team. So I feel like as them seniors, they veterans, they've been long here long enough, they know how to handle the game.
What was it like watching Josh kind of try to beat the clock with that layup?
To be honest, all I've seen is him, his top upper body, and I couldn't even see his legs. He's running so fast.
Coach has recently been talking about the need of a third scorer option. How personal have you kind of taken that and kind of, you know, embraced that? Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, it's just, you know, it's just when you own, you own. You know, if it's your night, it's your night. You know, Josh Koga had a great night last game, and he was off this game, and I was on. So it's like we pick each other up. You know, somebody, you know, the teammates with the guards that we have, I feel like everybody, if everybody on, then it's going to be trouble for anybody.
Joining Todrick is Josh Koga.
Todrick, can you talk a little bit about playing in front of a sold-out crowd like that? You haven't had a lot of experiences like that here at Georgia Tech. Just kind of, I guess, the energy from that.
Well, the thing is, if we keep playing, it's not the team that we're playing. If we keep playing with the energy that we're playing with, and, you know, the crowd, they're going to come. They love watching us. They love our energy. And see guys going for 50-50 balls, picking up each other, you know, just having fun out there. And I guess the crowd just want to see that.
Josh, Todrick said he saw you sprint down the floor. I imagine you had confidence that somebody was going to get the rebound and you'd have a chance.
Oh, yeah, definitely. At the end of the play, I was so far away from the ball when the shot went up and I seen the clock. I just had to take my chances and try to sprint out and try to beat the clock. And Luckily, well, Coach Paston always preaches, you know, good things happen when guards rebound. And our guard rebounded and a good thing happened, so I just handed him.
It was a tough day for you in terms of offensively, you got foul trouble. And I imagine that having a moment like that kind of clears all that out of your mind.
Definitely. Yeah, I was in foul trouble, but I didn't really play that no mind because I knew my teammates, you know, they always had my back. I have theirs and they have mine, so I wasn't paying that too much mind. I just wanted to win, and that's what we did.
What were you feeling on those free throws?
Stepped up to the line, I missed two. After that, I was, you know, I was frustrated, but I decided, I was like, I can't let those two free throws, you know, make me lose sight of the job at hand, which was to play D and get one stop, because it was still a two-possession game. So after I missed those two free throws, I just let it go, and I was like, I got to get a stop one way or the other. So it actually made me have more energy on defense.
Did you have an eye on the clock as you, when you got the ball, or did you?
I knew what time was on the clock before I caught it. So when I caught the ball, I just knew that I had to get to the goal fast. I didn't really look at it because that would have slowed me down a little bit.
Did you know, like, when you put it in, you got it in time?
As soon as I laid it out, I knew it was going in. It kind of looked like it was about to come out, but I was like, it's going in. It's confident.
Do you know you beat the clock?
Yeah.
A couple more for student athletes.
Two big wins at home. You go on the road for two games. I guess now you got to feel like, hey, we got to take advantage of this. You know, we worked hard to get where we're at, and now we need to go and do something on the road.
Yeah, definitely. These two games, we played top six, Florida State. I think this team was 12, if I'm not mistaken. And it just comes to show that we can compete with anybody. We've been battle tested. We've had teams like ACC is crazy. We had teams like Duke, you know, Florida State, Notre Dame, North Carolina, you know, we've played against the best teams in the country, so, and we've beaten some of them, so, you know, why can't we, you know, be one of those top teams? So this game is definitely going to give us confidence going to the road for these two next on road games.
Josh, can you, it seemed like Josh Heath was really on his game kind of everywhere. Can you just speak a little bit to what you saw from your perspective?
Josh Heath, today was just any other game for Josh Heath. I feel Josh Heath's one of those players, you know, once he step on the court, you know what you're going to get out of him. You're going to get a point guard who's going to make the right decisions, put everybody in their place, and put everybody in the right place to do what they do best. And today was just another one of those days. He knew when to be aggressive, but when to put the ball in other people's hands, and when to take and put matters into his own hands. And that's what I love about Josh Heath. He gives you a chance to succeed while he does his own thing, and he's just one of the best players, teammates that I ever had.
Anything else for student athletes?
Very, very briefly, what's your guys' takes on maybe the ACC kind of taking notice to what Georgia Tech and what you guys have been doing as of late?
I feel like we're not really paying that too much mind. We try to stay together as much as possible because like my coach says, we don't want to drink too much praise. What happens when you do that is, you know, you tend to take things for granted and think you're bigger than you are. And so as a team, we're just staying together. We're going to do what we've been doing since day one, and we're just going to hold each other up and depend on each other and ride this thing throughout.
Okay. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.